Hi there. My name is Catherine Lee Ryder from BreakingFree.ca, and I am a speaker and life skills instructor. Welcome to podcast number 36 in a series of podcasts dedicated to abused women worldwide. Today is Monday, December the 21st, 2009. The title of this podcast is Healing Through Self-Guidance. I have something very exciting today. Darlene and Linda of Spirit in Things are here to talk about how you can discover who you really are, not who you have become. Now, Darlene and Linda are small business owners, and they have a website at www.spiritsandthings.com. So that is spelled SPIRITSNTHINGS.com. So Linda, can you tell us a little bit about what you can do to help the women listening to this podcast today?
Thank you for having me, first of all. I want everybody out there to know that I have walked in your shoes. I've been in an abusive relationship for 30 years. I've been free for 9. And during those 9 years, I discovered I had to find my own identity away from the abuse. When I walked away, I discovered I was who I was supposed to be to keep peace. Now, 9 years later, I've discovered by using a gift as a medium, which is a lot like John Edwards on the TV show. He's a medium. I, like him, I pass messages from loved ones who have crossed over to help guide you in your journey of self-discovery. Basically, I'm a medium, and how I can help you is to speak with you and your loved ones who have crossed over, who want to help you take the right path and help you find your identity.
Well, thanks, Linda. That was really interesting. Now, we're going to hear from Darlene. Darlene, can you tell us a little bit about what you can offer to the women listening to these podcasts?
Hi, Catherine. It's nice to be here today. I would just like to let everyone know that I am a healer, and basically what I would like to do for people is to assist them to heal through holistic means. I do Reiki therapy, I also do hypnotherapy, and I can assist women to discover who they are and how they can heal themselves, how they can explore their inner issues and discover how they can overcome these issues to become a better person, a more whole person, and a more healthy person. Some of the ways that I do this is through using directional tools that we use to help people look into themselves and discover what's going on inside and how they can face these issues, where they need to go, where they need to be healed, and how they can help heal themselves. I will also assist them with this healing. Like I mentioned, I do Reiki therapy. I am a certified Reiki master, and I can assist people to balance their energy, their natural energy, which is going to in turn help them feel healthier physically and mentally. And I use a number of different means, different tools. We discuss where they have been and where they would like to be going, and the best path for them to get to where they would like to be going, the easiest way to get there. Now, I know that this is never easy. It's a very, very painful journey and a very long journey, and it's a very deep, very personal journey for each woman that walks this path. But in the long run, it is worth it. You need to be able to be comfortable with yourself, and you need to discover who you are. You can't come out of an abusive relationship and continue with the same mindset that you've had during the time that you were in that relationship. You need to take a look at where your mindset is and how you can improve that. And you also need to be able to take what you have discovered about yourself and put it into a practice to be able to move forward in your life.
Thank you, Darlene. So this sounds like it's right along the lines of what I've been talking to these women about all along with all my podcasts, and that is it's part of the climb up the mountain. It's one step at a time, and you just keep on going one step at a time on your journey to freedom till you reach the top of that mountain. Now, Darlene and Linda had mentioned to me that when abused women finally leave their relationship, they struggle with their identity. Linda, do you think you could tell us a little bit more about that?
Of course. I'm basing this on my own personal experience. When I left, like I said in my introduction, I really didn't know who I was. I could change who I was in the relationship 4 or 5 times a day. It's whatever it took to keep peace and the abuse not happen. Mm-hmm. So after 30 years, when I walked away, I didn't know who I was. I became somebody that I didn't know. I knew there was a real me somewhere, but it was buried. So I had to find tools and a way to bring myself out and to see who I really was. And it's not always an easy road. Sometimes we have to face some really hard decisions about and opinions of ourselves. But once we do that, and that is what Darlene and I do, we will help you over those stumbling blocks and try to make it as easy as possible. Everything is not pain-free. We have to pay with pain sometimes to gain, but at the end, we will thank ourselves. Darlene and I can help you discover these things by, first, when we talk to you, we want you to tell us what you think the issue is. Because a lot of times, the issue is only a symptom, not an issue. So we can help take you there by what we do, but you have to assist us. But we will always guide you, take you there as easy as we can, but we will find out who you are. Darlene does have a few comments to make of her own on this issue, as we work as a team, but we're separate at the same time. So I'm going to pass this off onto Darlene right now.
Thanks, Linda. That was a great pass off. I guess I'll run with it. A lot of times when a woman leaves an abusive relationship, she comes out with no identity of her own. While you were in the abusive relationship, you were almost like a child of the relationship. You spend your time constantly trying to please the abuser. You spend all of your energy trying to do things to make this person happy, to stop the abuse from happening, to stop other people on the outside from seeing what's going on the inside. And when you come out of that relationship and all of that stuff is gone, it's like you don't know what to do anymore. You don't know who you are. You don't know what you're supposed to do, because there is no more the child of the relationship. There is no more abuser there that you have to appease. And suddenly you just don't know where to go or what to do. You look around you and everything is suddenly so unfamiliar, and you're out of what was your comfort zone, even though it wasn't a comfortable place. It became your comfort zone because that's what you were used to. And what we can do is to help you discover not only the issues that you're facing after you come out of your relationship, but what the symptoms of the issue are. You find yourself stuck out there in the world with no identity. It's almost like you have amnesia. You know that you have been this person and you've been functioning in the world, but for some reason you just can't seem to figure out who you are. And that's where we come in. We give you the tools and the ability to be able to look inside yourself and see who you are, buried way down under all of this other stuff that's been piled on top of you for all of these years. And we show you how to dig through all of this stuff and find that real you buried down in there and bring her back up to the surface so that you can continue with your life and you can function as a whole human being, a healed, healthy, mentally and physically healthy human being. So I know Linda has a really fantastic personal story about how she started to discover who she really is. So Linda, I'm going to give it back to you.
Yes, darling, thank you. When I just want to talk a little bit about when I first left and how I felt. I really felt like I had no self-worth. Couldn't imagine anybody liking me, let alone loving me. So many fears. And I, believe it or not, this is just a simple little story, but it had so much impact on my life. I was going to Tim Hortons for a cup of coffee, and for those of you who don't know what Tim Hortons is, it's a famous coffee shop in Canada. And it was to the drive-thru, and there was a car ahead of me. And I just, for some reason, it was like I just knew I had to do this. When I ordered my coffee, I said to them, whatever their bill is. Now, and I have to say, I didn't have a lot of money. So I was taking a big chance here on as to what they had ordered. But I said, whatever it is, I will cover it. And I just trusted that I'd be okay. And I was. It wasn't a big order. But they told them the car behind them. They didn't know me, a total stranger, did this for me. And they just kind of tooted and waved. I didn't know this person. Although they got the coffee and the donuts, I got the most out of it. I did something and made me realize that, you know what, I am a good person. And I can do good things, and I do have the right to feel good. And to feel good for me was happy that day. And that's my simple little story with a big, big lesson in it. Okay, for the next week, I have a little bit of a challenge for you. I want you to try this little exercise. You really don't have anything to lose, so just humor me with this. I want you for 1 week that every time you see a stranger, I want you to smile. Because when you smile, and I also, this is the other part, I want you to pay attention to your body. Because when you smile, whether you know it or not, your body relaxes. And that's, for number one, it's going to make you feel better physically. But I want you to smile, and then I want you to go home, or whenever you can, and I want you to write into a journal. Not only what you felt emotionally, I want you to write what you felt physically. And just keep track of that for 1 week, and see what your conclusion is.
Well, thanks for that, Linda. Now, in my earlier podcasts, I have talked a lot about the chatterbox and how the chatterbox can actually drive you crazy with negative talk. So Linda and Darlene actually have some really good ways of help to tame the chatterbox. So would you tell us about that, please?
Okay, thank you, Catherine. One of the ways that I find easy for me personally, and everybody's different, Darlene's going to give you a few examples also, but go to your cupboard and get some dried herbs and put them in a bowl, plastic, glass, whatever, and get something made of wood is what I prefer. Piece of stick, anything you can crunch with and crush. And I want you to sit down to the table and I want you to start crunching. And listen to the sound. I want you to use all of your senses. Your sense of sight, your sense of smell, your sense of hearing. I want you to just keep crunching and crunching and concentrate on that crunching. And after a while, I think you'll find that you won't be thinking about other things. You're going to start to still your mind. And at that time, I want you to start to pay attention to really kind of what those thoughts are that start to creep in. And that should be your lesson that you need to learn. And by that, what I mean is, it gets rid of all the garbage that's going on in your thought system. And it'll kind of, once you relax, you'll start to bring in the more important issues in your life that you need to deal with, that you need to think through. without all the other garbage and staticky stuff that's in your head.
That's really great, Linda. My favorite method actually is a little bit less tactile. I prefer candle gazing, which in a nutshell is simply lighting a candle. You place your candle a little bit above your field of vision so that you're gazing sort of upward toward it. And it's easier on the eyes if you don't look directly at the flame, but look at the glow around the flame. And just concentrate on that and feel the warmth from the candle. Imagine the warmth from the candle coming into your body and warming you and making you feel nice and comfortable and warm. And just let all of that chattery noise go out of your head. Concentrate on that candle, and eventually, the same as it does with yours, Linda, those thoughts will come up from inside, from your subconscious mind, or come in from the universe, wherever you feel that these thoughts come from. But the main thought that you get is the issue that you need to concentrate on the most right now. And if you find those chattery little thoughts coming back in and things nagging at you, I also like the helium balloon method. I picture all of those little chattery thoughts as actual physical words, and I visualize putting them into helium balloons and letting them float up to the ceiling, because I know that they're still up there, and if I want to bring all those little chattery thoughts back and think about them later, I can still get them, bring them back, think about them, but in the meantime, they're out of my head, and they just sit up there at the ceiling, and they're gone, and that way I can concentrate on what I really need to work on.
Well then, thank you very much, Linda and Darlene. This has been wonderful. It's been very informative, and I hope all you women out there have enjoyed listening to this. Now, let's not forget that Linda and Darlene have a website at www.spiritsinthings.com. And if you can't find their website, you know, feel free to go onto my website and send an email to me. My website is www.breakingfree.ca. And I certainly wouldn't mind passing on information to you if you're trying to get a hold of Linda or Darlene. So for today, this is Catherine Lee Ryder signing off and wishing you the life of your dreams. Blessings.